All right, we're going to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. And for the final time, we break out the pick six, where we pay homage to the wonderful pride of Bartram Trail High School in Jacksonville, who turned opposition points into an art form. His name, Nathaniel Michael Peterman. And this is your pick six.
Let's see what Nathan Peterman, the rookie from Pitt, can do.
Peterman rolling and throwing off the hands of DeMarco and intercepted. Patrick DeMarco couldn't hold it. Corey Toomer has it. And down the sideline, he tightropes. Corey Toomer is in for a Charger touchdown. Pass rushers that will come after the rookie, and they do. He floats one. And that's intercepted across the 25-yard line. Pressure coming. Peterman hit, and that is his third interception of the day. Trey Boston blitzes off, and Peterman's throw. And that's another takeaway for the Bears. Leonard Floyd with a touchdown for Chicago.
Peterman picked off Joseph, and he will go! Touchdown!
They quickly found out, not too much.
That's so funny, it's tragic.
It's awesome.
It is.
Poor Chris Myers, he's called like 75% of every Nate Peterman interception, let alone pick six. Oh,
you want to lead off?
Yeah, I'll go first. I'm going to lead up to my game picks, which you probably know I'm picking the opposite of Steve so far this week. But my first prop bet that I've got is the color of the Gatorade, which is on the first shower of the coach. I'm going with clear or water, which is plus 375. It's been about 10 years since we've seen a clear water Gatorade bath, so we're due. And the big key here, some inside info I'm going to share with just you, Steve. Please don't tell anybody. Someone back in January asked Todd Gurley on Twitter what Gatorade the Rams used on the sideline, trying to get some inside information. Whoa. Themselves. His response, ice punch. What color is ice punch Gatorade? It's white, so it's going to look like water. So if the Rams are going to win this thing, they're going to be drinking the ice punch. That's white. Also, there's no way that Alex Guerrero is going to allow any Gatorade with all of that sugar anywhere near Tom Brady's body. The Pats are going to be drinking water, too. This is a water bath Super Bowl.
Wow. I'm going to try, I might as well just come, because the cat's kind of out of the bag. So I have a six-game lead. So if I hit one of these, it's over. Made it pretty obvious who I like, all the talk about Belichick and 2 weeks to prepare. We've seen it eight times before. I also don't think enough credit's given to Wade Phillips getting 2 weeks to prepare, that defense. He's been on a roll. Won the Super Bowl with the Broncos, a lot of good defenses with the Texans. I think he limits the New England offense, so I'm taking the Rams plus three.
My next prop bet, a player prop now for here. First sack of the game, I'm going to go with Dante Fowler, plus 1,400. I think the Pats are going to win the coin toss, get the ball, so this is a huge advantage taking a Rams player. I think the Pats are really going to try and stop Aaron Donald as much as they can. It could be Ndamukong Suh, but I think Fowler off the edge is going to be the difference maker in this one. I really like that plus 1,400 number as well. Dante Fowler Jr., first sack of the game.
All righty. I think if the Rams are going to win, probably want to avoid a shootout with these guys. I think the Rams have a better defense than the Chargers or Chiefs. I think Gurley gets going. I think Goff will make plays mixed in with some mistakes that, you know, it's his first Super Bowl. You know, the NFL playoffs are big. Championship Sunday is huge. It's a big stage. But I think I like the under 56.5 in this game.
My next player prop, total yards for Todd Gurley. I'm going under 105.5. This is minus 145. I agree that Todd Gurley's back and he's healthy, but I think he's going to be the guy for the Rams in the backfield, but I don't see Belichick letting Todd Gurley the one who's going to beat him. I think he's going to be loading up the box, trying to take away the run, forcing Goff to throw to Cooks and Woods, who struggle a lot with man coverage, and that's a lot of what the Patriots play. Gurley is very talented. He can break off a big run. I don't see him getting over 105.5 total yards, so I'm taking the under for that for the Todd.
All right, prop bet time. My girl Gladys Knight is singing the anthem, the consummate pro, Midnight Train to Georgia, one of my all-time favorite songs since it came out 45 years ago. She is the Empress of Soul, born in the ATL. I'm not saying she's going to milk it or go all Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock, but I'm saying, oh, that's right, I forgot to write the number down. What did they they list it as? It says 105.5, so that's a 105.5 seconds.
Ooh.
So that is
that's
a minute 45 and 5 seconds. So the anthem is going over.
Oh, very interesting. My last player prop, I'm going total receptions for Julian Edelman. The line is at 6.5. I'm taking the over there, minus 195. I very much dislike Julian Edelman as a wide receiver. He was not nice to me in my fail clowns in the Superb Owl number 51, making that incredible catch while he was surrounded by three different Falcons and caught the ball 3/4 of an inch above the ground. Whatever. He's gone for 9 and 7 receptions in the 2 playoff games this year, and outside of Gronk, he's the only guy that Brady trusts throwing the ball to. I think he's going to get a ton of targets. He's going to get a ton of catches on Sunday. Over 6.5 for Julian Edelman.
All right. I know CJ Anderson's been a big contributor, but if the Rams are going to beat the Patriots, they got to be full bore, and that means a healthy and contributing Todd Gurley. You know, both he and Sony Michel played for Georgia. I think Gurley has a big day. I think he breaks one or two long ones. I'm taking the over 72.5 yards.
My over for the game between the Pats, over, I'm taking the over, 56.5. Steve's taking the under, so I'm going to go right up against him. I don't really care who wins this game. I want to see a good game. So you want to see points. A lot of talented offenses, quarterbacks with a ton of weapons to go with, smart coaches behind those quarterbacks making them better. Yeah, over 56.5. Why not?
You know, there's this theory about attacking these tenacious defenders like Donald and go right at him. Whether it be Sony Michel, James White, various formations and attempts, which leads me to the following. Despite the fact he threw for 343 and 348 in the divisional and championship games, not this time, pal. Shorter game, less of a shootout. Brady under 295.5 passing yards.
Ooh. And, yeah, Steve let his pick out of the bag early this week, so I knew who I was going with to go up against him. He's got the Rams +3. I'm taking the Patriots -3, literally out of spite. Steve, I think your cold streak is upon us, much like the Arctic blast that is hitting the Midwest right now. You've been so hot on the Rams for the last 2 weeks. This has to mean that Brady's going to win ring number six in his 9th try. It kind of worries me that it's an even 3, so I feel like this could end up being a push. I'd rather it be 2.5 or 3.5. Either way, a half point here would be nice. I'd still take New England. So I'm taking the Patriots -3.
Finally, from the gut, I think it's more like LA strikes for a big play. So the question is, which team will engineer the longest touchdown play? I think it'll either be Woods or Cooks or the tight end or maybe Gurley himself. Longest touchdown play courtesy of the Los Angeles Rams.